7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Pod Nation, Dr. Tominelli here with you with another amazing podcast for our survivors slash thrivers. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. How are you, sir?
Let me tell you something. The energy that is inside of me tonight, look out, Croc Nation. We are ready and willing and just getting excited to explode for yet another edition.
Now, the energy, is it coming from having a lighter head?
Matter of fact, it is. I mean, having a new haircut can really make a difference.
Now, for all of those following us on YouTube, you'll get to see Angel's beautiful new... Actually, it looks like someone took a paintbrush with some black paint and painted his bald scalp. He looks like Ricky Ricardo from the 1960s, honestly. Angel Santana, I'm so excited tonight, and sad in a way, happy in a way. We're going to be putting a beautiful survivor ribbon bow on this module that we've been doing over the last 6 weeks. And the module is, for those of you who haven't heard any of them before, is in search of the person you want to be. And we're going to basically do a two-part closure for this, I think, very important topic, Angel.
Definitely. You know, just when you say that, you know, who you want to be, it would shed a little bit of light for me. As you know, I was burnt out and I really had to refine myself. So I am really attached to this module and these episodes.
And now, just, you know, to recap, and we'll do a nice recap for the first part of this last pod, this last episode for this module, and then we'll get into some new stuff. But do you remember how it all started?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny. It almost feels as if it was yesterday because, and I'm not just saying that as a cliche. I know it sounds like one, but I say that because every episode has truly had an impact. I think that even though we haven't heard a lot of feedback, and we encourage all of you to do that, I think really what I'm trying to get at is it's the amount of personal testimony that you have put into this, Dr. Ian, and the time that you have put into this has really made and will make people's lives a lot better.
And, you know, that's a really nice way to go full circle, because it really was a personal testimony in the sense that I was having some family issues with a cousin of mine, and he made the remark to me, "You're not who you used to be." And that sort of stuck with me. And I said, are we all, any of us, are we who we used to be? And if we are or aren't, who exactly was that person we used to be? And by the way, who's that person we are now? And then we took it one step further. And then, Angel, you kind of pushed me and inspired me with some of your comments about self-discovery. And then finally, you know, we've been doing this podcast now for 2 years, and we recognize that the cancer survivor has a certain advantage. You know, one of the few advantages conferred by cancer is a deeper insight and a deeper connection to themselves through the trauma of cancer. And I think that we put it all together. And I know that at times, my dear Croc Nation, it might have seemed like it was a kind of a non-relevant module, not specific for you. But truly, as we brought it around, it really is all about you. And it's really all about your journey and how to use your cancer experience to supercharge that that ability to dive into yourself and then recreate yourself. And that's really was the motivation for this module. And if I might, Angel, I'd like to go through, you know, the first six modules very briefly, and then talk a little bit about what we talked about last week, and that was the 10 commandments of becoming your best self. And then what we're going to do is we'll take a break, which will be our shift, you know, and I say shift figuratively and literally, because then the second part is actually creating your best self with the shift. So that's kind of what we have in store for our listeners today.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at the Croc podcast right now, where anybody can view it on every platform. You know, and it looks like, you know, just to be a, if you want to go back and look at it, it looks like it started around episode 95, which officially aired on January 22nd. which is obviously in the search of the person you want to be. So that's where it all began. So if you're just new to the podcast and you're like, you know what, I want to just start off this way, which you can, it's episode 95. That's where it all began.
Exactly. And then who am I? So let's start there with the first part of the module. You know, I think that, again, my little epiphany and then, you know, your comments, you know, you really do, people do on occasion, really question, you know, who they really are. You know, on those beautiful summer days and you're laying on your back on the beach and listening to the surf and seeing the seagulls and all that type of thing. And you look up into the sky and you see the wispy clouds. And then you really, you try to say, you know, hey, you know, who am I? Am I Angel Santana? Okay, that's my name, but who really am I? And we were very, very clear. And I think a lot of people felt this way, that it's not that clear for who we are. And it really derives a great deal of introspection. And then we went further and we took a probe and we probed our past. We all went very deep to try to confront some of the things that happened to us. And it's still, in my mind, one of the more fascinating phenomena of our human journey is that something that happens to us in childhood, early childhood, mid-childhood, later childhood, that can be operative in your life even today. And we used, again, through personal testimony, some of the things that happened to me that shaped who I am today. And that was a very difficult one to do, but important. And as our cancer survivors / thrivers are going through the steps with us, I'm sure they felt that same, you know, that same pain, but at the same time, not just pain, also liberation. And did you feel that way, Angel?
I did. I mean, you know, it's hard because everybody, and can I just say that everyone, we can agree that everyone is going to have different ways of how they're going to look at this. But ultimately, we're all going to feel, you know, the title of it, The Search of Who You Are, is the same, but it's how you find yourself and which, we'll say, avenue and which road you're going to take ultimately reaches the same type of crossroads. However, there may be detours that'll allow you to get to the right, perfect, paved road. Did that make sense?
Usually you don't, but this time you actually did. So I
love you.
I do appreciate that. Did you have trouble with the module, with the episode, you know, actually looking at your dark side and coming to peace that? Because then in episode 3, we unearthed or uncovered the reality that there's some unattractive parts to ourselves. And I think that dark person, you know, kind of stealthily, you know, courses through our soul and through our body and through our consciousness. But, you know, seldom do we actually acknowledge that, you know, that part of us is there. We want to stay as far away from it as we can in our conscious mind.
Right.
We don't want to recognize it or acknowledge it, or even, you know, it's almost like, you know, two dogs in a room and they don't look at each other because they don't want to even believe that they exist. But I didn't have trouble with that. Did you have trouble, you know, trying to meet that dark side and, you know, shake its hand,
a little bit. That's why I was talking about the roads. Cause I was going to say I was going to say next was, you sometimes you don't know what sign. I was trying to give the analogy of when you're lost and you're trying to find a way of how to get to where you want to go, there are certain signs that you don't recognize. And that's where I felt that I saw that dark side, and it was a little bit scary to realize that existed. So yes, I did have trouble to a certain extent.
Now, when you, you know, were burnt out, you know, between, you know, God, you do so much, you work full time and a half, you're a homeowner, you're an amazing husband, you have two little kids who go to school, thus they're sick all the time. And then you have a very stressful job and the demands of being such a devoted son, you know, and then you have your podcast, which is amazing, everyone, to have faith, let it begin. But, you know, did you notice, like, when you're tired and when the kids are sick and you're not sleeping, do you notice that's when sort of that dark side bubbles up?
Absolutely. And sometimes you don't realize that it's bubbling up until it's too late. But yes, you can feel it festering.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, really, as I said, it was kind of a nice symmetry because the first three episodes were really more theoretical, right? They were like, okay, I agree. I don't know who the hell I am, but I do want to be this person. This is a person that I want to be. So let me figure out who I am and then figure out how to get to be who I want to be. And then when we confront our past, and then we did the theoretics of, you know, acknowledging and introducing ourselves to our dark side, then the last three have been actual more concrete, you know, more practical, more using tools to help you guys figure out who you are and where you want to be. And I really like the last three. The psychological vital signs I thought were terrific. You know, as you go into a doctor's office, you have your pulse taken, your pulse ox, your blood pressure, your temperature, your weight, your EKG, your chest x-ray. And we kind of use those analogies for different sort of psychological subtypes. And, you know, we all have each of these in us. You know, some of them are good, some of them are not as good, but they are, you know, within all of us. That's the way God created us. And to be able to self, you know, self monitor your own psychological vital signs, I thought that was a really good tool. And then the other one was the reflection of ourselves, you know, but not through our own subconscious minds kind of reflecting on our inner self, but more reflecting on ourselves through the reflections or the images that we see in others. So the way other people treat us, you know, when we have our head in the sand and we're not acknowledging this journey or not, you know, not actively seeking the journey, people treat us in a certain way on the surface and we take it at surface value, but there's much deeper things going on psychologically. And I think that being able to really recognize and be able to see how people experience us, not the way we think they do, but in reality, the way they do, you know, you'd be shocked the people that tell you they're your friends that really don't really even like you, or people who, you know, promise you they're going to give you the moon and the stars, and actually they're out to get something from you, or they have a different agenda. So to be able to get to be so prescient, to be so aware of yourself, that now you're not only taking your psychological vital signs, but now you're also picking up the vibes from others. And God bless them, because these people, whether they're genuine or not genuine, whether they're the real deal or not, they're very helpful to you guys. And again, trying to teach you guys to be self-sufficient, to be singular, you know, living a singularity within a group is the greatest trick of all. And we'll get to that. That'll be a podcast in the future. Mm. But then last week was really awesome because we then finally, after five episodes, got to the survivor and their superpower, and how they can supercharge their journey as opposed to us. We mortals, I say, don't have that opportunity to get that Hot Wheels supercharger moment. Remember the Hot Wheels orange track, and it, you know, your car would go through that supercharger and then go through the loops and things. Our cancer survivors, not to, you know, minimize their journey, but honestly, they have that great opportunity, the dare to be great moment that their cancer brings. You know, yes, the cancer path was chosen not by us, you know, but to us. And yes, the shock will shake our survivors to the core, absolutely. And yes, they will be weakened by the cure. And yes, they will never be the same physically or psychologically, but they will use this experience to transform themselves. And I think we used the word last week, into a colossus, a real life superhero with the wisdom and self-realization and enlightenment of a Buddha, because all of the self-deception and false securities that have been the earmark of our personal journey, our the non-survivor's journey, you know, has melted away. And our survivors now are this mature, realistic, you know, free and untethered, badass, self-sufficient, as I said, the word again, singularity. And I think that superpower that our survivors/thrivers have, you know, will help us rebuild, help us help them become that person that they want to be. And we're going to go through those 10 commandments that we went through last week, the 10 commandments of becoming your best self. And then we're going to pause, and then we'll get into the following week's episode, which will be the actual shift or the paradigm shift on who you were and who you now are. And I find that to be very exciting.
Absolutely. And you know, I find it really interesting. Just looking back as you were speaking, you know, it's funny how when we dealt with reflections, it was our first, it was 101st episode. So talk about, you know, a cosmic shift as we're identifying who we are heading into our second season. We end up hitting this perfect module. So I mean, third season, excuse me. It's still amazing though. I always say always behind by one number.
Yeah, there you go. But in any case, you know, our survivor / thrivers, their 10 commandments, this is what they've learned that we have yet to learn and hopefully are learning as we're listening to these podcasts, but their deception has been completely eliminated. Again, you know, we really need to take their cue. Cancer has taken that, oh my God, I'm never going to die. And it's gone. It's like, yeah, I'm going to die. And I'm going to try not to die of cancer. But if it is to be cancer, then it is. But I am going to fight it to the end, and I am not going to let it, you know, run my life. And that elimination of deception is huge in order to become your best self and embrace that reality. It's not as bad as you think. I mean, you know, death is an experience that every single person that has come before us has had to experience. Every single person that we're contemporary with, whether a baby is born while we're doing this podcast, to someone who's 110 years old in Sri Lanka, doesn't matter. We're all in the same boat. We're all going to die. And anyone who comes after our journey is ended will experience that same reality. And it's okay to embrace that reality. And that will free us. And also, our survivor / thrivers in this quest to become their best self, they become their best self because their relationships with their creator, with all of our creators, is now not based on superstition. You're not just crossing yourself so nothing bad happens, or you're not praying for your sports team to kick the crap out of the other sports team. You don't really care about those things. You really just want to have a really personal, close and legitimate relationship with the power, with the being, with the creator, with that energy, however you view our creator or our higher self, our higher, you know, our higher power. You know, it's a real relationship. It's a living, breathing relationship. It's not, you know, based on just, you know, saying prayers you know the words to, but you don't even know what the words mean. And our survivor / thrivers, they've learned in becoming their best self to exaggerate their priorities. They're self-referred. They don't really care what anybody else thinks. You know, cancer has liberated them from the need to act the status quo or to, you know, keep up with the Joneses or whatever, you know, the cliches are. They really want to spend time with the people that are important to them. If you really, you know, they've gone through the list and said, boy, why am I hanging out with, you know, people 4 through 10? You know, I really, you know, 1 through 3, those are the guys, you know, the Angel Santanas and Rod Freemans. Those are the people that you want to concentrate on. And it's the other knuckleheads that we can kind of eliminate. They're just, you know, power drainers. And in our life's journey, the non-survivor sees life in black and white. Our survivor / thrivers, they see their life in vivid color. Colors are brighter, tastes are more scrumptious, experiences are deeper, relationships are more meaningful. Their lives are just enlivened, you know, by this experience and becoming that best self. And you know what else? A lot of us don't do well with imperfection or flaws, either in ourselves or in others. And it's okay. You know, we go to You know, the realization that a cancer survivor, thriver, you know, has to come to the sad realization that maybe after their treatments, they may not look the same. They may not taste the same. They not feel the same. They may be a different, you know, they look at the mirror and they may not see someone they recognize. But that's okay. And on a deeper level and a less superficial level, it's not even about your looks. It's about how you feel. And it's about being okay with not being okay. And I don't mean that just, you know, again, medically, you know, but just even on a deeper level. And again, we talked about this last week about courage. I don't think any cancer survivor slash thriver, you know, can be degraded for having any fear of cancer. But it's the fact that having the fear doesn't stop them from being fearless, if that makes any sense. And it's a courage by necessity. So there's no fear in their fear. And number eight is you can focus. We don't focus on our legacies on a daily basis. Maybe me a little more than you, Angel, because I'm older than you. But really, when the fact, you know, again, that deception that we have all the time in the world, we really don't. You could really count, you know, how many more sunrises we have, how many more sunsets. And when you really think about it, even if you were to over-exaggerate a life to 90 years old or whatever, there's still a very, you know, finite, you know, number of times you're going to see the ocean, or number of times you're going to have Thanksgiving with your family, or number of times that you're going to be out with your buddies. I mean, it's not unlimited. It's not infinite. It's definitely numbered. And with that realization, you want to concentrate on how you want to be remembered. What is the legacy? What is it that you leave behind, either for your children or your friends or for your colleagues or for whatever? And I think our survivor slash thrivers are done, you know, playing the pissing game, you know, and being mean and competitive. I think they are the kindness that they need. They become that kindness that they need, and they deal with things that used to anger them. You know, I always say in the croc world, you know, we think a bad day is our brakes. We need new brakes, or one of your appliances breaks, or your roast burns, or, you know, the kid has a cavity, or blah, blah, blah. You know, that's not a bad day. That's actually a pretty good day. And I think that, you know, they really realize, you know, the priorities, and they really realize that it's not worth getting mad at everything or getting mad at, you know, all the things that we get mad at in our human lives, that when we're not focused. And then they have a fullness that's almost something to be, you know, I hate to say the word I envy, but many of us are empty. You know, a lot of people that don't really have a lot of the things that our survivors have don't have that feeling of fulfillment. And, you know, as I said, we're going to stop here, and then we're going to get into the shifts that our survivors slash thrivers and anybody who else has hitched a ride on this journey. And we're going to go through 37, Angel, 37 shifts, wow. 37 things that our survivors are going to notice that will be new, that they may have never noticed before about themselves because of these seven, or I guess eight. Harry Potter, right, was seven, but there was two number seven. So it's kind of like Harry Potter, you know, podcast. So Angel, before we get into the shift, do you have any thoughts as a last word?
No, I think that, like I said, it's all about identifying who we are. I think we've gotten to that point. I think we've gotten the tools that we need to understand where you start when you're identifying who you are. And then, you know, understanding the secrecies or the dark sides that come about. And ultimately, it's just I feel like we have a manual now and a guide of where things are, where they can be, where they need to be, and where we find who we are going to be and what we should be.
Well said, Angel Santana. Thank you once again, my dear friend. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. How are you, my friend? Thank you for everything you do for us, for our survivors, and you know, your great works, and anybody out there in need of a website, in need of a small business or their little side gig or their side hustle, they need some advice from an expert, that would be my friend Rod, Angel's friend Rod. Board of directors, thank you for everything. Thank you for your direction and your belief in us. Thank you for caring about our survivors. You care so deeply, and we are grateful to you. Michael John Benzea and Charlotte Larson, thank you for your kindness in helping to sponsor our podcast and, of course, to our survivors. What can I say? This is your pep talk. You guys are out there every day, not just dealing with all of the difficulties of being, you know, human and having to deal with all the imperfections of our humanity, but also add to that the strain and stress of cancer, the strain and stress of your treatments. Some days you're not feeling good. Some days you're really down. Some days you're downright frightened and terrorized that this will be your last day. And I can only tell you that whether that's true or not, it's irrelevant, because we are here for you. We're here to help you through this journey. We are here to tell you how amazingly strong you are, how you are tough, how you are special, how worthwhile you are, how brave you are. You are loved, you are supported, you are not alone, you are fighters, and you got this. On behalf of Angel Santana, the entire Croc Board of Directors, we end this podcast like we end every podcast, wishing you all a long, healthy, cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.